Blog Talk Radio.
In the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living? Should I beat myself? I'm proud of being born, even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for cops give a damn about a negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey's dead. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the late, great, legendary Tupac Shakur. Oh, my God. Tupac? How y'all doing? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sandra DeSandwich, the blog radio talk show Celebs. I'm not playing with y'all today. How's everybody doing? Listen, I got to give a few shout-outs. My celeb is on. I see him right there, but I got to do something. First and foremost, I got to thank Geechee Boy Dread for finding my celebrity. Guys, this cat is something else. We're going to talk him in a few minutes, okay? I want to thank my friend Charlene from New York. She's on right now. Charlene, how are you? And I want to thank you so much. I've been off for a while, and you're back on, so thank you. And I don't know these numbers, so thank each and every last one of you guys. You guys, hold on. We're going to have a dope show right now. And just wait for the questions, okay? You can either listen or just listen and ask a question. But let me get it in first. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mr. Sheedy Shade. I hope I said, I will F your name up quickly. Let me tell you. Y'all know who y'all play. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I can't complain. Thank you for having me on.
Listen, no, thank you for coming on. Like, I so appreciate this. I really do. Now, look, did I say your name right? I just F'd your name. What did I do? I said it right?
Yeah, CDC. That's right.
All right now. Okay. So, listen, thank you for coming on. But, guys, me and you won't talk because I got to tell you what happened as to why I wanted you on my show. Guys, I went to the Buffalo, what you call that? Who?
Purple Buffalo.
Purple Buffalo. Okay, my daughter's telling me, right, y'all? Okay, so, you know, I go support, and I was watching everybody and all that good stuff. He came out. I was dancing my butt. I'm like, he didn't even really realize. I was going off. I was having a great time. Not so much where I was shaking the booty, y'all, because that's what you're telling us to do, but I was having a good time. And he did something that just messed me up. He was dancing. I think he was telling us, you know, he wasn't telling no particular girl to come, but he was like, well, y'all come on, you know, come on. He was trying to tell, you know, any one of us to come out and dance. And I guess nobody wanted to dance in regards to, I guess, she, you know, I don't know whatever was going on, but he did something that was crazy. Y'all, he had an imaginary girl dancing. I laughed my ass off. I said to my daughter, Renee, what the, is he, listen, that was the flyest thing I've ever seen in a long time. I have never seen you. I have never met you. You are one of the dopest artists I have ever seen in my life. I love you, dude. I'm trying to tell you, you just got a new fan. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you on that.
He's laughing. Go ahead.
I'm laughing because that's something like I do that because, you know what I mean, a lot of people in the crowd don't like to be Jack anyway, you know what I mean? So what I do is, see, it don't take a crowd to have a party, you know what I mean? And see, sometimes the crowd got to see you, like, for them to feel your song. So, you know what I mean, I try to hype everybody up.
Yeah. And boy, did you. I mean, I had a great time with you. Also, I want to compliment you on the outfit that you have on Facebook, you know, on Facebook. What I promoted and what you promoted, the outfit was dope. I love that white. I love what you had on. It was great. Whoever that is that came on, listen, thank you so very much. Somebody new came out. I don't know who it is, but thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you. Support me. Support JD. This is beautiful, y'all. Okay, so listen, let's get started with the interview. Tell everybody where you originally came from.
I'm from Charleston, but, like, I was born in Newport News, Virginia. My daddy been in the Army, and he finished when I was, like, 1 year old, so he moved back home because my mama from downtown and my daddy from downtown, you know what I mean? So I'm originally originally from Charleston because I don't know nothing about Virginia.
Okay, but you was born in Virginia, right? Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then you came to Charleston. Okay, so you must have been in Charleston at a baby or something?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. When did you start rapping? Because, Shidi, I have never met you, and I'm like, I couldn't understand why I never met you or anything like that. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, God do things in his own way. But when did you start rapping?
All right, so truthfully, like, I have to tell a lot of people, truthfully, I've been rapping since I've been a low boy, like 6'7". I started freestyling. Now, I started taking it seriously until, like, 2 years ago, and I was working on the way on getting the album done and everything. So stuff fell through. I don't like talking down to nobody, but some stuff fell through. So had to adjust scene, had to learn on my own, and I ended up teaming up with some people from out of town. And that's so truthfully a year I've been professionally doing it, but I've been rapping all my life.
Well, let me ask you this. Where are some of the places you was at? Because I would love to know where some of the places you was at, because I need to have a talk with them, because I can't understand how I didn't know you before, you know, the night that I came out. And you just totally amazed me. You really did. Like, I couldn't – guys, listen to me. I promise you, I was looking for him. And I want to thank, oh, my God, Geechee Boy Dread again. He said, I'm going to find him for you. And he did. And when Sandra asked for you, that, like, I must – you know, when I asked for somebody, like, the way that I did you, listen, I must be really wanted you, and I did. So I want to thank him again. Shout out to Geechee Boy Dread for getting Shidi for me. I really
big
appreciate that.
Big shout out
that.
To Geechee Boy Dread.
What? So listen – what are some of the other places that you have performed at?
So really, even now, so far, performer-wise, I started performing in July, where Skrilla Keys with that Purple Buffalo. So it was really Purple Buffalo, 787. I'm starting to branch out more now. Like, I've been dealing with Mugga Man. He a promoter down here in Charleston. He a big promoter. I've been dealing I also been linking with Miss Emily Ball. Shout out to her. She do a lot of events too, and, like, I'm starting to branch out and network more. That's why I started doing these shows, so I can actually get my name out there. Like I said, I've been doing music long, but ain't nobody been hearing because they can't, like my main thing is, how can they hear you or know about you if they ain't never seen you? So I had to come out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know Mugga Man. He is a big promoter out here, and he's a friend of mine as well. I just heard about Miss Emily, so I don't know who she is, but I did hear that she was doing some shows out here and stuff like that. So shout out to both of them. And yes, I'm glad that you're getting up, because that is the only way people, you know, are going to see you and things of that nature. Do you have a manager, or you just manage yourself?
Truthfully, like, I ain't trying to be funny. Like, I'm in between managers. I actually started talking to a lady who's going to be who we going to see if we can actually talk out paperwork. But right now, no, ma'am. Like, I'm with a label, you know what I mean? But it's an independent label, so truthfully, I'm independent when it comes to working and doing everything on myself.
Okay, so you're the one that, like, let's say people go to, you know, for whatever it is that they may want you to do for them at this time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Who are some of your favorite rappers?
Listen, I'm a diverse person because, like, I grew up listening to Tupac. Like, I heard, I was on Channel for a minute because I like to be early. So when you came on, I was listening to Tupac. Like, I grew up Tupac. And as I grew up, I started listening to the Southern rappers from my big cousins like Wayne. Well, not even going to say Wayne. I go say Hot Boys, T.R.U. Mm-hmm. Then as I got older, Busta Rhymes. Like, I'm a big Busta Rhymes fan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I get a lot of my hype. Him and DMX is the cats who actually got me as, like, I like to call myself the Silverback. And that's because them two right there used to, when I was growing up, love watching them boy, you know what I mean, get amped.
Well, I tell you what,
I love all type of music.
But the one that you, the two that you just chose just now, rest in peace, DMX and Busta Rhymes. Those are two of my favorite, and what you know, they're definitely in my book. Two of the greatest legends. Now, if you would tell anybody that, and they seen you, they would understand. You really. Like in the middle of both of them, between the both of them, from what I seen when I came out there, you just was you. I found some DM in you, but I found more of Busta Rhyming in you. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I was seeing more of. You was just going beautifully crazy, and I just loved it. And I got to tell you something. My daughter's my executive producer. She was out there with me, and she was like, we got to get a mama on that show. We got to get him on our show, you know. I don't know if you ever heard of my show, but I've been out here for a while, and I have had so many amazing, you know, people on here. I'm from Charleston. I mean, I even had Kevin Hart on my show, okay? Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. And are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay. I have so many, when I say celebrities, I have celebrities that make millions, and I have celebrities that we going to make millions. How about that? So when you come on my show, you get called a celebrity, plain and simple. That's what you are to me. You know what I'm saying? But I got to tell you something. It's such a pleasure to have you on here, to have seen you already. Name some people in Charleston that you want to work with.
Truthfully, I can't name nobody in Charleston because I won't work with them all. Just because, like, I don't, like, my path is I really try for people to hear us as a collective. I tired of the old narrative of Charleston the Crab City or Crab in the Bucket City. And I hate that standpoint because Charleston really is a beautiful city. And a lot of us don't sound the same. But all got a story to tell, and it's like people so used to saying, "Oh, I had the biggest name in the room," or "I had the first name in Charleston." Excuse my language, first person in Charleston. You know what I mean? I don't have no problem with just being a person from Charleston. You see what I'm saying? So I down to work with everybody who's willing to take this serious.
You know, I really do hope that we come together. To me, there's a lot of clicking. You know, I mean, I speak my mind. You understand? I just speak my mind. And the clicking is just really not good. When I come out, and I may come with someone because I actually was out there with my daughter, Geechee Boy Dre, but I came to see everybody. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Even though I was with him, he was the initiative. I came to see everybody. I supported everybody out there because there were a lot of people that I knew. And the newer ones, you and a few others that I was looking for, I was just so happy to see all the beauty. You guys shocked me because I did not know that this stuff was going on in Charleston. I had no idea, none. And I'm like, wow. So y'all opened up, you know, my eyes and opened up some eyes, you know, and I was just really floored, you know, with what I had seen. You know what I'm saying? But I was really happy that you said that part about, you know, wanting, you know, Charleston to come together as a collective. And then you also said that you want everybody to work together. So that was really, really, you know, nice of you to say. Tell me something. In your rap career, how far do you want to go? Because you got some people that just want to rap and stay here. Are you one to get rich and famous off this, or you just want to rap? You know, tell me a little bit about that.
Nah, truthfully, I ain't gonna lie to you. Listen, everybody got a dream. And that's why I always say at the end of my shows, any show if you come, I always finish with telling every rapper in there I support them, boy, because it's a dream, you know what I mean? And my dream, truthfully, I want to do it all. I want, like, first I want Storm this music thing because I love music. Like, first and foremost, I love music. I love all type of music just because, like, music is a powerful weapon. You can use it as a weapon or you can use it as a relaxing. You know what I mean? Like, if you play the right song, you can change the mood in the room. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I love music. Like, that's why I'm talking music, appreciate all that just because I love it. You know what I mean? I love the craft of music. I always wanted to play music. I just ain't got that good hand and eye coordination when it comes to playing instruments. But as far as artistry, I wanted to do that. So I wanted to, like, I want to be rich and famous with it, but I want to also branch off I also want to do acting. Like, don't get me wrong, Miss Sandra. I really didn't know about the blog show, but I knew about your other credentials. Like, I've done my homework, and I've watched you. You know what I mean? I love the work you have been doing, and I love the people that you surround yourself with. Like, I might not have the pleasure to personally know you or your daughter, but just seeing the work y'all have done, I do appreciate that, and I love the work y'all do. And I'm trying to go on the season, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I do butcher names too, but I'm trying to get me on the season short film, you know what I mean? Like, not trying to be funny, but I'm being honest, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to be everywhere. Like,
oh, get out, like, yo, oh, you did your, oh, my God, he did his homework. Go ahead, Shady, I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Like, I seen that you already started your production on Pen, but I'm trying to see if I can get on Raina Cotter or never. You know what I mean? Listen, I do my research, like, just like I said, I ain't gonna come into your show and not, like, I'm not one of them big-headed people, you know what I mean? I don't see myself as a celebrity. I see myself as somebody who's trying to make it just like the next person, and I always tell anybody shoot for their dreams, because you don't want to close your eyes and never have the chance to shoot for your dreams, you know what I mean? And too much workers and not enough free thinkers, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong with working. There's nothing. I'll be honest, I'm 30 years old. The last 30 years, I've been working. I quit my job in the middle of at the beginning of the pandemic, and I had a good job. I used to work at a lumberyard, and I was owning a moving company, co-owning. Johnny Viscotti, that's a different lifetime. But, you know what I mean? I done did the 9-to-5, but it was like, sometimes everybody ain't for that 9-to-5. Like, everybody ain't meant to have a 9-to-5. Like, and I'm not saying that 9-to-5 is wrong, because, see, you got to do something to survive. You know what I mean? And I don't knock nobody hustle.
Exactly. I'm with you on that one. Listen, I don't care what you do. I'm not knocking nobody's hustle. Get it, you know, whatever way you can. You know, I don't want nobody to go to jail or anything like that. But, you know, do what you got to do to survive. Is that it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Who writes your music, your songs? You or come on now. Did somebody ghostwrite it? Come on now.
Oh, no, man. That's all for me. This is all for me. And I try to, and I'll be honest with you, I try to stick out that, like, I try to stay in reality, and I don't talk about the stuff I used to do or what I do, you know what I mean? Because everybody got their own dirt, but I don't try to, a lot of people and a lot of these young cats like the, and, oh, I've been killing it. For all that, that's okay for y'all, boy, but I can't do that because it's much more to life than that, and I don't want to glorify that because at the end of the day, a true hustler don't hustle because he want to hustle. He hustles because he has to hustle. He has to support his family. You know what I mean? And they took that and they perverted that narrative to make it seem like, oh, people do this for glitz and glamour. No, the truth is, dope boy don't do it because he want to do it. He do it because he ain't had no other choice. Because once you have a family, you hard to get a job. I know that because I a family. You see what I'm saying? So I know a lot of people have to go back, but it don't have to be that we all. That's why I started pushing my little clothes brand with the All Right on me. You know what I mean? I invested in my wife so she can chase her dream, because at the end of the day, nobody deserves to live with any regrets. You feel me?
So what is it that your wife do in the industry?
She the customization in the customization business. Like, her name, shout out to Amazing J, you know what I mean, the custom way for the play, you know what I mean, anything and everything you want, check her out. She on Facebook as Amazing J, and you can Google her, and you'll see Amazing J. We do any and everything you need.
Yes. What's her name again? Say that again for me, please.
Amazing J. J with
okay, her name is
J
Amazing J? Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty then. Shout her out. I mean, that's wonderful. I hope she's proud of you. You should be proud of her, okay? Going back and forth with you. I mean, yes.
Oh, no,
go
I
ahead,
was
talk.
Proud of her. Oh,
okay.
No, I didn't
hey, okay.
Because you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes, me.
You yes, just did your me. Thing. I don't know if your wife is on here or not, but because I can't really, you know, I can see numbers, but I'm not going to call anybody number out. Y'all know I can see these numbers. But I'm not going to call the numbers out. I don't know if she's on here or not, but let me tell you, darling, your husband did a great job. And Sandra went looking for him because I wanted him on his show. I'm not, I wasn't playing. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you for holding him down. You understand? And I got to tell you, I definitely wish you much success. So let me tell you something. There's been times I've done this on my show, and I do that because I mean what I say. So I got a few things I want to ask you, you understand? And I do it on my show because you can go back. Everybody knows, just pull up the blog radio talk show. You'll see Sandra Wilson. And you can get, actually, they can listen to your interview with me over and over and over. You understand? So, I'm about to ask you a few questions if I can. So I'm really excited about this, asking you these questions. Oh, my God, I'm excited. Okay, so I have a movie. It's called Life of an Old YouTuber. That's already on YouTube. So I have a new movie coming out, and it's called Piano. Is her name. So what I normally do in my premieres, I have artists, you know, I choose my artists to come on to perform. So right here, y'all, on my show, I'm asking Shady to perform at the premiere. What do you think?
Oh, yes, ma'am, most definitely. And I see that movie just going to come out. I looked at the I forget what the image called, but
yeah,
the poster.
So I want you to be. I want you to be in there performing. We'll talk about that through email. But I just wanted to say that loud and clear, right on my show. Okay, I got another one for you, Shady. I ain't finished with you, darling. I got another one for you. Understand? Okay, here goes the other one. Now, after you're on WOW, okay? Anybody on here on WOW? Anyway, after Piano is her name, I got another one coming. I got movies coming out, and what I'm doing is just me and Chelsea, I'm not playing. And so with that being said, I have another movie coming out, guys. And the next one is called Rain on Me, but that's already cast. So I got another one after Rain on Me coming out. It's called Never. And then I got another one, and it's called Cutter. So Cutter is the one, and probably Rain on Me too. I think both of them. I would love, and when I say love, I mean you don't have to audition at all. I'm asking you, would you like to be in some of my movies?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah? You think so?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, hell
yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Hell yeah. So what I'm going to do when I get off of here, I'm going to send you some emails, and I'm going to send you some contracts, and you look over everything, and then we'll get it popping. You understand what I'm saying? Because I would love to.
Yes,
I love what you do in your music, and I was looking at you, and I was like, he would do some good, great stuff in my movie. And understand this. Everybody that's in my movies, some people never acted before. You know, they're just excited to be in it. Oh, I got another movie called Pain. That's crazy. Now, see, I wish I knew before then, but that's all right. God knows what he's doing. No worries. Pain is just crazy, y'all. Y'all wait till y'all see that. Oh, my goodness. I'd be losing my mind when I be writing these movies. You understand me? But I would love to put you in two of my movies that's coming up. We'll talk some more via email, and I think we talked earlier, but you're the person that you said that you go to for the contracts and talk about, you know, you are the person that I send the contracts to?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you'll be the one on this. You like look over it, look over the contracts, and see what you think. And if you have any questions, we can talk via email. We don't have, you know, we don't talk in here, but we can talk via email. And guys, if he signs it, it's official, and he will be in two of my movies that I got coming up, and I would love to have you in there. So congratulations ahead.
Thank you. You're so
welcome. I just can't, like, I can't see myself not putting you in my movies. I couldn't see myself not asking you to be on my talk show. You understand? So I just appreciate you, Shady. You're doing such a great job for us here in Charleston. I am so proud of you, okay? I am very, very proud of you, and I'm just really happy to have seen, what you know, the work that you're doing, you know? So listen,
yes,
tell the people something I may not have asked you, something you want us to know.
All right, so, excuse me. First, I just want to tell everybody who's listening, you know what I mean? Shout out to y'all. Thank y'all. And I want y'all to always remember that y'all dreams is worth it, you know what I mean? If ain't nobody else can tell you, and y'all don't know me personally, you know what I mean? But y'all dreams worth it. Chase y'all dreams. I don't matter how big or small it is. At least you can't be mad at a loss if you never take it. But I'd rather take a loss and know that I shot for what I dreamed for than to regret that I ain't never took that loss before. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? Y'all boy, follow me on Instagram, CDC.C. Follow me on, add me on Facebook. I accept everybody because I a regular human being as CDC on Facebook. You know what I mean? Twitter, I'm rarely on Twitter, but I do have a Twitter, CDC.C. You know what I mean? You can find my music on any platform. You know what I mean? You either see CDC or you see a Silverback, but it is still CDC. You know what I mean? And I got shows coming up. You can catch me Friday at 787 doing a show. I got shows all this month. If y'all want to tap in with me, I promise you, I work with you. And thank you again, Ms. Sandra, for real, for real.
Oh. You are so welcome. But listen, you said 787. I heard 787. But where are the other shows at? I mean, I want to come. Talk to me. Talk to us. Come on now. Where's the other shows? I only heard 787.
All right, so the 8th I have a show with 787. That's this Friday. Then on the 29th of the same month, I have a show again, but that's at Purple Buffalo. On the 23rd with Mugger Man, we in Atlantis and Mount's Corner. You know what I mean? That's the little award show I'm performing near. November, I'm looking at my calendar now. November 6th, I have a show at Purple Buffalo. November 7th, I also have a show, but November 6th is a show in Kings Creek, South Carolina. That's the new club in Kings Creek. You know, they're having a little a Scripper Award, like, show type thing out there. I go and perform with them. And then that's 7th. Also, I'll be back-to-backing with Assembly, like, show in 787, I believe. And right now, and I'll be honest with y'all right now, I'm looking at the 11th or the 18th. I could confirm on my Facebook page with y'all, but 11th or 18th, I'll be at G Club with the Timeout Crew with Slum Bubba. And shout out to Slum Bubba because Slum Bubba is actually – he another local celebrity down here. I call him a celebrity just because he's doing big things for Charleston. You know what I mean? He actually put me out on one of his shows. I had a show with him Monday at the G Club. Mm-hmm. That was my first time performing out there. Shout out to the G Club. You know what I mean? It's a gentleman club. You know what I mean? But it's a good atmosphere.
Wow. Well, tell him about the man. You was on my show. He knows about my show very, very well. I know him. He's a good guy. I've known Mother Man for years now. That's my friend. Now, he's actually on my page. That's my friend. And let him tell him when you see him again, you was on my show. He's going to be like, oh, Sandra, he knows me real well. Give some shout-outs. Let's give some shout-outs.
All right. Oh, and my bad, y'all boys. Every Thursday, y'all can dang near catch me at the Island Bar for Open Mic Night. And Somerville Island Bar on Main Street. Shout out to Mr. Kia Weldon. Shout out to Juice Gang. That's what my dog Bishop Dripper. All the Drippers, Hazy the K. Shout out to the North. You know what I mean? All the rappers in the North. Shout out to Lil Jack. Shout out to my dog Justin. You know what I mean? Call him Jenks. Shout out to Geechee Boy. Hey, real quick though. Shout out to Geechee Boy, man. Cause listen, I ain't even no big fella for a hot TT, you know what I mean? And man hit me up with, he asked me, and I was like, yeah, I down. You know what I mean? And then when I actually looked and saw who it was, I was like, Masandra Wilson. I know this lady. I don't know her in real life, but I done did my homework on this lady. Like, these are the people I trying to rub elbows with. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, so shout out to him, because, you know what I mean? Like, that's been something I've been begging for, is to meet people, you know what I mean, with the same like-mindedness, you know what I mean, because you can't grow and progress if you're with people who thinking backwards. You always think forward, you know what I mean? Like,
that's right.
And I try to be a boss myself, so I got to be with boss people, you know what I mean? I got to learn from y'all, boy, you know what I mean? And I'm willing to learn, you know what I mean?
Listen to you. So listen, thank you so much for saying what you said about me. Thank you for doing your research. I really appreciate that you appreciate Ms. Sanders. Oh, thank you so much for that. And Bishop actually won like three. I gave a Choice Award show a couple of years ago, but I don't remember how long ago, but Bishop actually won three of the awards back then. I know Bishop. Bishop is dope. He's a dope good. He is such a character. I tell you, he is a character. So I definitely want to shout out Bishop. Yeah. And I got one other. Listen, y'all, the Juice Gang is coming on next week, all week. We're going to have Audrey. Yeah, we're going to have Audrey. We're going to have Hezzy for sure. Then we got oh my goodness, Soulja Boy next week. Soulja Boy is his name, you know?
Yeah.
Guys, anyway, next week, okay, and I'll get it all right by then, but we got another fly show next week, another fly celebrity show next week, but right now we're talking to Mr. Sheedy, and I am just so appreciative, dude, of you coming on here. Don't forget, I'm going to be sending you some emails about the movie. Don't forget, I'm going to also be making sure that you do my show when we do the premiere for Piano Is Her Name. I want you in that show. Understand? So we're going to be doing that kind of business and more business with you if I can. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be doing live shows. Okay, I do live shows, so you should go on YouTube and see me. Go on YouTube and check me out. I got so many live shows on there. It's a ridiculous thing. Go. But, and I love rappers. I don't play no games. That's all I really kind of do. You know, I do the doctors and all that, but I love my rappers. I don't play no games when it comes to my rappers. And next month, I'm going to be going live, and I'm just picking and choosing, and I hate to say it like that, but I don't bite my tongue, people. So I do have to pick just a certain amount of people that I can do live. So, let me think. Sheedy, now you know I'm about to ask you if you're going to go live with me. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
What's happening? What's happening? Yeah?
All day, every day I want you.
Oh, shit. Stop playing, y'all. All right, so we're going to be going live, okay, ladies and gentlemen, in November. She's going to be one of my guys, one of my rappers, celebs. They're going to be going live with Miss Sandra Wilson at the Sandra Wilson's talk show, okay? It's going to be at the A-Loft, okay, ladies and gentlemen, and you guys will get more information with that. I'm going to go ahead and start booking everybody early that I want to come on live. I think we're going to do like 10 people live at the A-Loft, and you're going to be one of them, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely.
All righty.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You are so welcome. Thank you for doing a damn good job and letting me sound like this. I mean, you just, man, listen. Listen, DJ Roy Dredd, thank you. He found you. Thank you so much, dude. I really appreciate you. Listen, you are just so dope, okay? And I appreciate all of what you did that night. And I'm going to be so happy that you're going to be doing some things with Miss Sandra. So thank you for opening up that door, allowing me to bring you in on some things that I'm doing. And I appreciate you saying yes that you would do it. So look out for him. Hold on, guys. In two of my movies, you understand? He's going to be doing the show with Hezzy and all of them. And my piano is her name, Premiere. He's going to be doing that. And he's going live with me next month. Okay? So y'all look out for that with me, with Sheedy, okay? Listen, I want to thank you so very much for coming on my show. Listen, I want to tell you something. You guys are amazing. So let me just tell you what's on here. You ready? We got 1,646 people on right now. How the hell are y'all doing out there? Huh? How y'all doing? Thank y'all so damn much. You know what? Y'all still love me. Y'all still love me like y'all still love me. I love it. I love y'all. Thank you so much. God damn it. Listen, I'm not playing. I appreciate it. We have 1,646 people on here right now, and I really appreciate that. Thank y'all for joining us tonight. If there's nothing else that you have to say, I'll be talking to you real soon. Okay? You want to say one last thing?
Oh, hold on.
Of course.
Yes, ma'am. First, I want to do another shout out, real quick shout out to Amazing J.
Oh, take your time. Take your time.
Custom, if y'all need anything custom, down to your term, your baby just come home and you want something for them to come home and fly, check the website out. You know what I mean? Even down to shadow boxes, anything, check us out. Amazing J. You know what I mean? Shout out to Masandra Wilson again for even letting me
come on
her platform, because it is a very prestigious platform, and I do appreciate that for real, for real. Shout out to Geechee Boy for I say him like this, for being a real one, because, you know what I mean, ain't a lot of us left, you know what I mean, because some cats, they would have took that and been salty, even though, you know what I mean, you grew up with Miss Sandra Heavy, you know what I mean, some niggas would have still been like, nah, I don't know that cat, and I ain't trying to know that boy, you know what I mean?
Yes, you're right.
And took a man in you to do that. So I appreciate you on that, my G. Real shit. And I do love the music. And I love that drop you just dropped, too. So y'all boy, check that out. You know what I mean? Like, shout out to Skrilla. You know what I mean? Shout out to Lady Slim.
Oh, yeah.
That's Ms. Audrey Cummins, who comes to the show. You know what I mean? She's
yeah.
a dope person. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Shout out to my dog, Kenny G, the dog. You know what I mean? He another uprising talent in Charleston. Check, watch out for Kenny. You know what I mean? Kenny, he an underdog like myself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just watch out and listen. Try to be an open minded. Try to be more open minded about people in Charleston. You know what I mean? Because ain't the same wave no more. You know what I mean? We a different wave. Everybody got something to say, and we ain't doing no heating no more. You know what I mean? That's why y'all ain't hear about no more, like, no shooting at the club while we've been performing. And don't get me wrong, we all from different states. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm from Toronto. You know what I mean? Juice Gang, a boy from downtown in that city. You know what I mean? I know some little fellas from the West. You know what I mean? Boy go hard. You know what I mean? I know some cats from Somerville. Like, it's coming together. So, you know what I mean? Give us a second and watch. And I always say this. The old narrative can't stay no more. That's a new Chelsea, you know what I mean? And we on the rise. So, and if we get enough like-minded people, the crabs either got to get down or they got to disappear, you know what I mean? Because too much like-minded people in the room change everything.
That's right. I appreciate you saying all that. And, you know, just every little bit helps, you know. And one of the things I definitely want to emphasize on what you just said, you're right. There were times when I was looking for people, and I couldn't find them because, you know, people didn't tell the other people. And what you said is facts. is fact. So that's why, once again, Geechee Boy Dre, we thank you so much for doing what you did. You got him for me. He's here now. We're going to – and he knew I was going to – you know, he knew what I was going to do. Listen, I wasn't playing. I said, I'm a, you know, before you even said anything about the movies, I had already had every intention of putting you in my movie. You understand? Two of them now, you know, so it – before you even said anything, so I had a lineup to do live with you as well. You had no idea I was going to ask you all of this. He knew I was going to do some of it because he knows how I go, you know. So I want to thank him so much for not for being so unselfish. You know what I mean? She did so many. He was unselfish, and that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Yes, it's a beautiful thing to see. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this was a damn amazing interview. Okay, next tomorrow, I have another celebrity on next week. Guys, we're going to have the Hezzies. We're going to have Soldier Boy. I'll say that because I can't remember. I'm saying Soldier Boy, like the real Soldier Boy. But we're going to have Audrey, just as you speak, our Lady Slim, on next week, too, as well. So I got my celebrity set up. She set it all for me. He's the first celebrity I had on since I've been back. I went for a little bit and came back. And dude was the first celebrity on, setting it off for everybody else. We're not playing over here. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so thank you so much. That's right. Thank you so much for coming on. You understand?
Yeah. And I saw you go with my homegirl, Shay, too, from Star to Be Production. Shout out to Shay and the whole Star to Be Production. What's up with them boy and my dog, Soldier Reese?
Listen, Soldier Reese, that's what, thank you. I'm shooting, they're going to kill me. Soldier Reese is coming on next week. Now, with Shay, let me say this. I've been their friend for 22 years. Me and her mom are, God bless her soul. Rest in peace, my baby. Rest in peace. And I was so close to her. It just blew me away, guys. You know, when she passed, it blew me away.
Phenomenal lady right there.
Yes. It blew me away.
Like, I met her, like, I met Soulja Reese and them in middle school, going to high school before he had got bagged
yeah.
out. So, like, and that
yeah.
boy mama, them boy mama is Soulja, like, hey, listen, I love that lady, you know what I mean? Even though I ain't
yes.
could never be that person, like, oh, man, I didn't know them boy. No, like, them boy mama, that's a real one to the death of me, you know what I mean? Like, I know she proud of her kids because them boy keeping the name up and them boy
they
doing
sure
her
are. They sure are. And I'm so glad that you, you know, you talked about that just now and you, you know, you big, you know, that was so nice of you. Oh, man, I appreciate you, dude. I really do. I really appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, all of this, what we're doing right now. I appreciate you, you know, even coming on my show. I want to thank you so much for saying yes, because you could have been like, ah, you know, regardless to what you knew about me, you could have still said no, and you didn't. You still came on. Absolutely.
Thank you for popping my interview, Cherry. You the first ever interview. Shout out to you. You know what I mean? Being the first person to ever put a shovel back on. So you know what? Shout out to you. Elizabeth,
thank you.
Ain't nobody else to do it, and you did it, and you come looking for me, and I've been looking for you. So shout out to you and the one who killed your day.
I found you, though. I wasn't playing. You know what I'm saying? Cause and it's so funny, right? Because listen, guys. Get your boy. Oh, he was like, Miss Sandra, I promise, I'm gonna find him for you, okay? I said, okay. He embossed me. I found him. I said, oh, S. He's like, yo, I can curse if I want on my show, but I don't want to curse. I'm a senior lady. You understand? But I was so happy when he told me he found you. I said, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Because me and my daughter, and I gotta tell you something. Guys, I know we having a long, you know, y'all must be lucky because y'all still on here. But anyway, what I want to say to you is this. You're saying this is the first show that you've been on. I'm telling you, when we came out that night, that's the first time me and my daughter ever hung out. So you gave us something and we gave you something. What's up with that? You know what I mean, guys? Yes. Yes, we gave each other something. You gave me such joy. All the rappers did. You know what I mean? I love everybody.
Yes,
everybody was different. Everybody gave me something different. But I had to get you. I had to get you on this show, and you're on, and I appreciate that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Likewise.
All righty.
I hope you understand that. I love it. Like,
I do. Thank you so much.
My conversation for months. Like, my kids, Like my oldest, them, they love that. Like they was like, "Daddy doing a what? Doing an interview?" You know what I mean? You might go somewhere with that.
Yes. Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, you can go on my blog. I got so many celebrities, millionaire celebrities, celebrities getting ready to make it, all of us. It's so much. Y'all wouldn't believe the celebrities on it. Y'all be floored. I tell you. Oh, shout out to Rakim. He was one. Him and Kevin Hart was the two first celebrities that came on and gave me a break. So shout out to Rakim. As a matter of fact, you want to see my picture with him. And shout out to Kevin Hart. And shout out to the dude for 112, Q Parker. You can see a picture with me with him as well. Shout out to those three. They were the first three celebrities that broke in and gave me a break. Okay, so thank you guys. Oh my goodness, yes, they did, and I really appreciate it. You know, so, and there's a lot of other celebrities on there as well. Shout out to all of them. You know, but shout out to every celebrity that came on, including you. I really appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you so very much, Darla, for coming to my show. I really appreciate you. I can't wait to work with you. Okay, you guys can go on the blog radio talk show. Pull up Sandra Wilson, the Sandra Wilson's blog radio talk show. Listen to it again if you want to. Whatever it is you want to do it. You can listen to it over and over and over. You understand? This is a great interview. I really appreciate you. I can't wait to work with you. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. Sheedy. I appreciate you. This is Sandra of the Sandra Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. You guys have a good night. We're going to end it with Tupac Changes. I love some goddamn Tupac. Rest in peace, my baby. Oh, shit. You're not playing over here. Go ahead, Joe. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yes. What? What? Listen to. What?
Come on, come on.
I see no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself. Ooh. Life worth living, should I beat myself? I'd rather be a porn, even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, killing, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids, who the hell cares? One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them dope, let them deal a brother. Give them love, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight.